Hey everybody, this is Steli Efti.
And this is Heat and Chuff.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life, and hopefully while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh shit, we got it!
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yet. We want you to do your best.
And in today's episode of the Startup Chat, I want to unpack a topic with you, Heaton. I don't know how to brand this, how to word this, but the basic gist of it is the thought that inspired me wanting to talk to you about this. It's the whole idea of, you know, benefiting from old shit that you've done. Like the whole idea is that what I've seen a lot of entrepreneurs go through that are well known is that sometimes what will happen is that an entrepreneur or startup founder will do something cool or something significant or meaningful or valuable or prominent. And then they will eat off that shit for a really long time. Eating off that shit means that they got famous or they got somehow they got a spotlight on them. And 5 years, 10 years later, when you ask yourself, why are these people still invited to, I don't know, speak at conferences or be advisors for startups or be like, why are they still getting opportunities? It's because they did something really cool 10 years ago. They haven't really created any value recently. Like they're still eating off their moment of fame, right? And it's probably people in Hollywood, people in music or business or other areas where this concept is easier to understand. Like somebody's done something really cool a long time ago, they're still eating off of that. And I've always looked down on these people, to be honest. And Frank is like, people still ask for this person's advice. This person hasn't done anything relevant in like 30 years or helped anybody in some relevant way recently, as far as I can tell. And then recently, I was on vacation in Greece. And I, during that vacation in Greece, I got a bunch of people reaching out to me and basically offering me really amazing opportunities. I was like, huh, it's interesting. I'm on vacation. I'm not doing anything. And all this stuff is coming inbound my way. And then I had, because of the type of opportunities they were approaching me with, I don't know, I had the moment where I was like, shit, this is still the fruits of the labor of a bunch of really amazing shit that I did a few years ago. And then I asked myself, this year, did I do the best work I've ever done? Did I create the best content? Did I come up with the best stories? Did I create the best products? Did I teach the best things? And in some ways, I have done really awesome work. And in other ways, I'm like, I didn't feel like it. So it started this inner dialogue of like, am I now in this position where I'm slowly but surely just benefiting for cool shit that I did a long time ago, and I'm not really creating new ideas and creating new things anymore as much as I used to, or not? And I don't know. I don't have any aim with this episode, but I want to unpack this a little bit of like, are you still doing the best work you've ever done? Are you still creating new legacy and new reputation, new branding, or is it cool to do something really awesome and kind of live up that brand for a really long time? Or like, how do you think about that? I just wanted to chit chat with you about that whole topic of like creating new valuable things or getting to a point and maintaining and eating off of something cool you've done for a long time.
Oh man. it's a very complex thing because, you're already lucky if you do something and become some level of famous. You know what I mean? Like it's already some level of luck that you became famous. But you know, when you talk about that, what comes to mind is actually actors and actresses and how some performances we'll never forget, but they might've been 20, 30 years ago.
Mm.
Right?
Yeah.
We'll never forget. And I think that's important to keep in mind when you think about this topic. Because on one hand, I'm like, come on, Steli, let's not be judgmental. On the other hand, I'm like, if that person did something awesome many years ago and they're not doing anything awesome anymore, are they awesome anymore? I totally get it. I think it has a lot to do with your own point of view, right? If this person did something so great and they either are retired or can't come up with anything else, who are we to judge them? I think the judgment should come from, or the opinion should come from, the quality of what they're doing now.
Right.
So if that person did something great like 10 years ago and they're up on stage at a conference, because of that thing they did 10 years ago, I would just judge them by, if anything, judge them by the value that they're adding to the audience that day in that presentation. And I'd judge anybody, regardless of what they've done in that specific scenario, based on what they're doing today. So I think it's important to see what they're doing today and if it's valuable or not, right?
Right.
Is it okay if people ride that? Well, like, it's a perception that got created so many years ago. And not everyone has it in them to keep doing that over and over again. It's hard work. So if you got lucky once and you never knew what hard work was to get there, for whatever reason, and I'm not judging you for getting lucky, like, more power to you. That's not me. But like, if you got lucky, great, good for you. and you know what? Like, empathizing with that person, they might know they got lucky. They might know how easy it was for them to get to where they were then. And they haven't been able to do it again because they just, it didn't take any work. It didn't take any real work like it does for most other people. And so, the pattern I've seen is, if you've done something great and it came relatively easy, it's much harder to do something great again. Because you might not know what it really takes to do something great. On average, I mean. So, you know, and sometimes people don't know why that great thing happened. Like, if you start a business and within 12 months you sell it for $50 million, you think that's great, right? You did something great. You probably don't know why it got sold so fast for such a large amount of money. And then you might go do it again. Or try to do it again and you might fail. But then you're really known for the first thing you did, because the mm-hmm. second thing you did failed. Now what? Are you going to do something again? Well, you probably made some money with that $50 million. If you don't want any more money, there's nothing more for you to do. So, in that construct. So I think this is an interesting one. But really, like, do we need to judge people? That's what it boils down to. And then what value are they adding today?
So I love that. I think the people that I'm most critical of are the ones that I think are using their old successes. They're overusing that because they've figured out that it's an easy way for them to make money or to get things. And they found an audience that's maybe naive enough to still be wowed by that. So I think when I see laziness and when I don't see that these people really give now advice or create things today that are still valuable, right? They're actually destroying value, but they're still benefiting from that, you know, lottery ticket that they won, and that they keep finding new audiences of, like, inexperienced, easy to impress people that want to give them more money or give them more attention. I think that's the one where I get really judgmental. I think from a self-reflecting perspective, I think I'm really panicked about the idea. I know founders that had that really big success, and now they've done three more companies after the really massive success, and all three failed. And I think that there are awesome people that still try to create value and do things. And I think they taught me that, and I've taught this to other people, that even people that have had incredible successes doesn't mean that the next time around is going to be easier or faster. This illusion that the next time you're doing it, it's going to be super easy and quick to be successful. It's nothing is guaranteed, no matter how much success you had prior. And you're still going to fail. Look at the amount of successful entrepreneurs that started new ventures that failed, right? It's a massive amount of them. But I think this idea of, you know, years passing and being not doing my best work today, I think that's maybe there's a self-consciousness that I have about that. That's like, I never want to have to think that my best work or my best days in terms of the value that I create are past. And now I'm just doing the best I can, but never the best work. I always want to do the best work that I've ever done right now. And I want more of that to be in my future. So I think that I'm self-conscious.
But that's
of that.
You.
Yeah,
that's
you. Yeah, that's me. Yeah.
That's your bias, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I feel the same way. I think that's why we're friends. One of the reasons out of many. But like, not everyone's like that. Not everyone is a self-improvement junkie. Everyone wants to develop themselves in that way. Some people are not like that. Some people are just doing the best they can by, like, you know, I did that great thing many years ago, so now I'm going to milk it because I got to make money. Maybe it's that simple. Maybe it's just that simple. Like, personalities are different. People are different. And, you know, again, I go back to the judgment, right? Let's not judge those people. What we can do is we can do better than them. So if you're in the same place with them, and I actually do this pretty often, if I'm somewhere and I'm giving advice, let's say, which I do less and less these days, but if I'm somewhere, I'm giving advice or presenting or trying to make an impression on people so that they can do better for themselves, these young startup founders, and someone says something that I disagree with before I go on stage or whatever, I'll just call it out. I just straight up call it out. Mm. And even when I give advice, you might have noticed this sometimes, I don't know. Mm. I'll just call it out. I'll be like, oh, that person, yeah, they're cool, they're famous, they said this, I disagree, here's why.
Yeah.
I just put it out there, right? And it's not to shame them or anything, it's just to express, I'm doing it to express my point of view and make sure that people are not getting bad advice, at least in my opinion, what I consider bad advice. And to me, the most bad advice is generic advice. And someone who's gotten lucky, won the lottery ticket, or many years ago did something great, giving advice from that vantage point is usually very generic advice or very specific advice to their situation, but it does not apply to the people they're speaking to. So I just do the best I can to make sure that people know what they need to know and not worry so much about who said what.
I love that. All right, let's wrap this episode up. I still have to mull this over. I think that ultimately the thing that stands out to me after having this conversation, this chat with you about this topic, is the being less judgmental about others and just asking myself more, like, are they creating value right now? With myself, I think I can't get rid of that. That I think that's part of, not the only thing or not the main thing that drives me forward, but I do think it's a healthy neurosis that I have, that at times I'm like, am I doing the best work I've ever done right now? Yeah. And most of the times I actually doubt that. I'm like, I'm not sure. And then that gives me a kick in the ass that's useful.
That's what's important. What's in there that causes you, what's in that situation that you see that bugs you about yourself? That's it. You got it. That's it. Yeah. Like, why? Yeah. Any kind of judgment is generally about you, not them. Yeah. You're basically telling me, Heaton, I don't want to be like them. Cool, Stelly. You're not like them. I promise.
I love it. All right, everybody. This was a little therapy session, you know, for all of your ears entertainment for free. If you enjoy the Startup Chat, as many of you are so kind of letting us know that you do, please go to iTunes. Please give us,
it's 5 stars. It's 5 stars.
A little bit of a sentence or two on why you enjoy listening to us and how it offered value. And we would highly appreciate that. Until next time, we'll meet you soon.
See ya.